I'm on.
Right, this video is sponsored by Greg's.
Yep.
Thanks, Greg.
Bag some joy.
Bag some joy.
I think it was in
there. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I'm going to split the bag, right?
Oh, you're going to split the bag?
Yeah.
Are you having the bag as well? Oh, you're having half the bag as well? That's a good idea, actually. I never thought of that one.
I just don't want to finger your food.
What? You don't want to finger it?
Yeah, no, no worse than people like content creators like us, ones.
Fingering people's food.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So is that going to work like that?
Yeah, don't finger it.
Are we in?
Look at that.
Oh, yes.
Festive bake. I've never had a festive bake before. I bet you have, haven't you?
I've had a couple.
Yeah, a couple.
Look, to tell the truth, I bought one from Iceland. They're like £2 something in Iceland, and you cook them at home in the air fryer.
How many did you get?
Only two.
You only get two?
Yeah, so it's £2 something.
So still, these two things,
Yeah.
Just because they cooked them for you.
Yeah, and they give us that little thing.
Oh, thanks.
Right, let's go on then. Have a little smell first, Richo. It smells like pastry, doesn't it?
It smells like pastry. Yeah,
there's
nothing festive about that.
Go on, then.
Really? Oh, you've had one before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got
it. I was expecting you to do a review on it, and you've already done it.
Yeah.
You've probably done 1,000 reviews on it.
What's that?
I can taste stuffing.
Yeah, it's cheap. That's about a grind of chicken in it.
Yeah, they put. Oh, I haven't had any chicken yet. Basically, it's a stuffing slice.
Same. I've got stuffing and cranberry.
Yeah. I haven't got any cranberry yet. But then I don't really like cranberry, so it's alright.
Beautiful, Rich.
Look at that. Look at all that. Look at all that. All that. Something.
My personal disaster with it. Still no chicken.
Mine's like, you know when you make your stuffing with boiling water and it goes all mushy because you put too much water in.
Yeah.
That's what this is like.
Yeah.
It's like the stuffing, and they forgot to put the chicken in. I mean, why they didn't use turkey? I don't know. Anyway. Not very festive. Should have used goose, shouldn't they?
I'm sort of like nearly halfway. Just still has no chicken.
Gravity. Hang on. It's gravity, mate. All the chicken must be at the bottom.
Oh, there we go.
Really?
There's your chicken. It was nice, that bit. Oh, look, they got the little, whatever that stuff they put on top. Looks like what they put on the pizzas. You know, when they make the pizzas, they put that yellow dust down.
Mmm.
It looks like you got that
semolina
top
and stuff.
Yeah. It's a bit dry.
I'm choking on my semolina.
There's a bit of cranberry there, look. So you're looking 50% pastry, 40% stuffing. 9% cranberry and a hint of chicken.
I don't think it was even 0.5% of chicken.
Oh, there was 2 bits in that. Mm. We just found another one. Fucking unreal, mate. Fucking hell,
I fucking hell, there's a bit of chicken though, look.
Oh, they're a bit full.
Fucking hell.
Quick.
Photograph it. Because it's evidence.
Fucking hell. That's how many bits you had.
How many what?
How many bits of chicken you had?
Well, that's the only bit I can remember so far.
Oh,
nice bit of stuff in there. Oh, there's a raisin or something. Or is that a cranberry? Yeah, it must be a cranberry, isn't it?
Oh, unless that's a substitute.
Yeah, I'm substituting cranberries for raisins now.
It's very nice though, Rich.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only because it's done with being warm. You are, that's the trouble with Greg. You either go in there and get something that burns your mouth, or it's not hot enough. There's never that in between, is there?
You can't beat a steak bake. You know, I mean, that's my favourite one. But it's the season, it's festive.
Mm.
I think Greg's calling it a festive favourite.
Are they?
Oh, I should have got some napkins.
yeah, I don't think I've got any in
it. No, who's my t-shirt? Let me just chuck the seat here. Oh, that's better, isn't it? Been to the gym.
How many calories have you burnt this morning?
I should imagine in the gym maybe 200.
How many calories have you just eaten?
I think these are about 4.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we do half the calories, you should have twice as much.
Hmm.
So we're all good.
Wasn't bad at all.
No, it's not amazing, but
no. Great. It's nice if they actually put chicken in it.
Yeah.
In the chicken festive steak bake.
It's more like a chicken rumour. There's a rumour they put chicken in it.
Yeah, we've heard that someone put some chicken in it somewhere along the line. We're not quite sure.
I reckon at the end of the line, when they're making these, they've just got a chicken that looks at it.
yeah.
And underneath it says may contain chicken.
Yeah, may contain chicken. Views.
Apparently.
Once upon a time.
Oh, that's the Wolverton bread people there, look.
Yeah.
There's a factory around here, is there?
I think the factory's there. Oh. Wolverton's factory.
Isn't it weird, Ellie? Wolverton's just a loaf. Mm. And they get some Bollywood stars to do the adverts.
Probably got loads of money, haven't they?
Unreal.
I do like Warburton's though.
Yeah.
I can't afford it, I never eat it, but I do like it.
Yeah.
If you go around someone else's house and they make you a sandwich with Warburton's, you just know it's Warburton's.
Yeah. Yeah, something paid it.
Yeah.
Gotta use your life, isn't you, Rich?
Yeah. It's all about using your life.
He's starting to realise we're talking, I'm staring right at the camera. he's starting to realise I was talking about him. You're pointing your foot at him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the big man. Look, Wolverton's, he's on his way back. Look, what do you reckon they are? Like? They look like supervisory people, don't they?
I think they're fucking traitors, mate. They're in Griggs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're baker traitors, aren't they? They come from one bakery to another.
Who are they?
It's not good. You can't go from Wolverton's to Griggs. Shame Wolverton's don't make them. They make crumpets, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, do I like a crumpet, Rich?
Oh, I love a bit of crumpet, yeah.
But I should toast it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, looks it like proper burnt on, like rock hard on
it's
top.
It's got to be crispy, innit, a crumpet?
Yeah.
It's funny, because I don't like toast burnt like that. I like toast like just normal.
Yeah.
But a crumpet has to be crisp and like buttered twice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you butter
it. You want to bite into it, and it just oozes out.
Yeah.
All down your chin and...
All that bovair. Put a bow there running down your chin. It's the silicon, you see. It's got that silicon in it.
So, what about the old lure pack and all that? And I realised it was in the ink and butter thing.
It's everything. Yeah. I looked today because I was trying to find somewhere that didn't have that in it. And all supermarkets. I thought, Co-op won't have it in it, because Co-op do their own stuff. No, Co-op's on the list. Literally, the only place you can get milk now that hasn't had that crap in it, is if you go to a dairy and say, are you feeding your cattle with bovine? No, I'll have a bottle of milk, please. Apparently there's one in West Dean, and another one in Midhurst.
So it's in everything, so you must be in all your meat you're eating.
You've got no choice though, have you? That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like CJD, you had no choice. Yeah. They were feeding cattle with fucking, what were they doing? Just putting bone marrow or something in kettle food and ended up fucking everyone's
up. So what is the thing that's wrong with it then? What does...
Apparently it's all the chemicals that's in the bovair thing is carcinogenic, and it could be passed on to the milk.
Well, right.
Plus, it's got silicon in it, so I don't really fancy eating silicon. Mm. Why the fuck would a cow want to eat silicon? Well, I've got a good idea. Why don't you feed cows fucking grass for a change?
Yeah. They can't get rid of all the farms, don't they? All the farms
are in fact for feeding it. They don't want cows farting because that's far worse than that BMW that's just gone past as a cow. Apparently, though, what I was reading this morning is the burps are worse than the farts. So, yeah.
So it goes on X a lot, so you'll see all this stuff come out, the conspiracy theories and it scrolls through it, global warming. So down at Ilsey in Portsmouth, when you go into Portsmouth on the roundabout, so that water level comes up to just under the bridge.
Yeah.
That's always done that. So I was talking the other day to George, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I used to swim in that creek. And then underneath it there's like airlocks and the water comes out and you can like go in there and stay there. It's still like it now, right? But now the whole of Portsmouth has had this sea defence built all the way around it because of global warming.
Yeah, but that bridge is all right.
But they're still coming up to the bridge. Yeah. It's not changed. So either they know something's going to happen, so we need to do it, or if you own a construction company, you know what I mean?
It's all bollocks. It's just creating jobs for that.
Follow the money, Rich. All conspiracy theories. Follow the money.
It is because, like, they said that, if we don't drop our carbon, that the cells is going to be underwater and this and the other. It's already bloody underwater. It washed away years ago, and then they built another one, and then the one that they've built now, like 200 years ago, flooded. It was like underwater. But that wasn't global warming then, was it? They didn't say, oh, it's global warming.
So, how old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 48 this year. I thought it was my birthday, 29th, Rich.
Yeah, I know.
But it was like going back. So when I was at school, for my thing, it's like the first, because they got all these alerts, haven't they? But it was the ozone layer.
Yeah.
That was more.
Big hole in the ozone
layer. Yeah, you can't using your links, making a hole in the ozone layer.
Don't dispose of fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is the hole in the ozone?
Yeah, so how's that now?
I haven't even fucking heard about that for about 20 years. No one's mentioned it, have they?
And they've changed it. It's like when they told us all to use diesel.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, make sure you use diesel because it's much better for the environment. Yeah. More miles to the gallon. Everyone buys a diesel car. No, you can't use that. Fucking hell,
no.
Go petrol.
When they started, they missed the ring with the cars, didn't they? What are they doing with the cars?
Oh yeah, that was a diesel scandal, wasn't it? The Volkswagen one started and they got done for it first.
Yes.
And now they're doing emissions scandal from Mercedes and everything else. So have you owned a Mercedes between this year and this year?
Yeah.
You could be eligible for compensation. Yeah. It is just a load of bollocks, a whole lot of it, it's all money, isn't it?
So the weather and that, when Wales got flooded, we can see something like that. I think the best thing now is that when you've got like TikTok Live, and you can see Joan in her front room filming the fish.
I watched them when they didn't have that hurricane in America, the big hurricane. I watched some people filming that, and like, they were staying there, everyone else had bugged off, and they just stayed there.
Yeah.
And they were just stood there like watching the water level rise. And I was like, yeah, nothing happened.
I think we've always had like the floods. I think when on social media, my kids are scared of World War III. Mm. I said, but there's always like, growing up, there's always been this threat. There's always, I think it's closer than ever. But I think like you know more about it now.
Yeah, there's more everything, isn't it?
Yeah, like, social media and the internet. It's just
We never had any of that. We just had a phone box.
You didn't know fuck all.
A fucking phone box with a poster in it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. But it wasn't so what you see on the telly and on the old newspaper. Yeah, but I just got a page three back then.
You definitely can't believe the telly, can you?
That really is. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's about TV, right? Alright, so Greg's. What about Greg Wallace? What's your opinion on Greg Wallace?
Greg Wallace? Well, he's a bit like me, isn't he? I'm not really comment on Greg Wallace because I think he's a man after my own heart, isn't he?
It's like the lad culture, isn't it? So they're going to get rid of that now, and they're getting cancelled and bits and pieces. Now, I'll get it, right? So, no one should have to go to work and have that sort of thing done to him.
Did he actually do anything, or did he just say stuff?
As far as I know, this is being filmed. He hasn't physically done anything, but he's one of those, like, well, hey, the lads. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Yeah.
But the stuff he said, you know what I mean? He's on that programme, but the editors have put it on. Yeah. They had a choice whether to put it on or not, you know what I mean? It goes on about the buns and the cakes and like, Mary Berry in
it's
it,
just,
isn't it?
Just innuendo. I mean, Mary Berry probably does it as well.
Yeah, there is. I watch just the thing, isn't it?
Little innuendos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just little snidey sort of funny little remarks.
Yeah, I can understand.
People would actually chuckle at.
So I guess, so you don't know the full story, there might be more to it, do you know what I mean? I
think 20 years later.
Yeah, he's upset Rod Stewart, and again, off like the music industry got power.
Upset Rod Stewart, is
he? Yeah, it was his missus that he humiliated.
Oh, humiliated her?
Yeah, so I don't know.
I remember anything coming out in the papers at the time saying that she was humiliated.
Yes, that's what I've seen. She was humiliated by him, and then it's all gone. A bit tits up.
He probably just said she did a
but
shit
now
cake.
They're going after that. Well, that Gino DeCampo, do you like him?
Going after him, are they?
Yeah, because he gets naked in that a lot. So the documentary filming it. So the people, it's his work crew that's had a little moan about him. But if you're filming a documentary, you know what I mean? There's a rules of, well, you're not allowed to get naked. You're not allowed. Have you seen any of his stuff? He got naked in front of Gordon Ramsay. I think it was his mum. They strips off and they run spit. It was Gino and the other French bloke. I can't remember what's his name.
Oh, Fred. That was
Fred.
Jungle.
Yeah, so they strips off. They get some lakes and that. But it's like after 9 o'clock TV. Do you know what I mean? It's and that's what. But obviously the people that are filming it, they're the ones that's. There's a moan about it.
Well, the thing is, your body's completely natural anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like they've done. Have you ever seen that program where they're naked and afraid or whatever? So they put them out naked and they have to survive. What's the difference in that?
What's happening with that naked attraction you see now when the thing comes up?
No, it's something about what the thing comes up.
Yeah, have you never seen Naked Attraction? No. I think it's on Channel 4, Channel 5, right? So. You go on. So it's over you went on it, right? So you go on with the birds, right? and it's like for say five people, and they're all in these like TARDISes, and the floor comes up to like just past the knee. So you walk round and you'll see like five women's legs. And you're like, oh, not too bad. I like that leg. I like that one. Then it goes up and he sees a fanny. And then they comment something, oh, that's a nice minge. Oh, that one ain't had a shave in a while. You know what I mean? I like the 80s look.
Well, I think we need to go on there with Greg Watts.
But then it goes up, right? So, yeah, that's all great. And then Carla said, would you go on it? I was like, fuck, yeah, look at that. Watched all that bit. He thinks, yeah, good thing, get to see everyone. And then you go off, and then you get naked, and then you got to come back on. Yeah, so that was a bit like, and I was standing there like, that's a car, he's going to get hard on. And it, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just, it's like that at first, and then it's just starting to get a bit of life. Oh, so there must have been a point where, you know, we can't film this bit, all he's got.
You're not allowed to film erect penises, are you?
No, but you can film them, you just can't post them.
Yeah, you can't put it on.
Unless you're making loads of money on certain ones.
I'm surprised they even put a flaccid knob on these on TV these days. Yeah. God. But it is natural, isn't it? Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Well. All men have got one.
Well, that's a can of worms you've opened there.
all men or people who identify as men. No,
yeah.
Actually, you don't have to have one
of you identify as men. I don't even know what we can say. This is it, mate. We're going to get cancelled, mate.
We don't even know what we're saying now, do you?
Thank you for the last car podcast. Have your cake and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous because bodies are bodies. Everyone's got a body. Everyone's got bits. Some people have two lots of bits.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you stand there and look in the mirror. What's the difference between that and looking at someone else on the telly? It's gone too mad, isn't it? It's stupid.
I think, like, say, like, Greg's losing his job, then getting loads of hate. And I think Gino, I think he'd be all right.
Why are they picked on Greg all of a sudden, though? Because
I don't know. Honestly, I think he's upset Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart's had a little. I think it was his missus that started all. I might be wrong. Obviously, check on Google and whatnot. But, but yeah, that's what I see. I see, like, she was the first one that I see that complained about him. And then they started posting a few things. And then it's like what he was saying in the programme. I think, but the editors put that in. That's half the reason why you watch it. Like, Mary Berry, you know, that was it British Bake Off?
Yeah. Yeah.
You go back for a season of that, it's all the way through it. Yeah. But then I think so they're like comedians and...
Well, all the people that... I've seen people on there because they have like different people on there, don't they?
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that they've come out with, like you think, even the bloke with the... grey hair and the grey beard, what his name is, the baker, Paul
Hollywood,
Paul Hollywood, he comes out with some stuff as well.
It's all, but it is that innuendo, isn't it? It's like
it's all fun, isn't it? Like it's part of trying to make a programme entertaining to watch. Otherwise it'd just be load of cunts baking cakes.
Yeah, with fucking, no humour.
Yeah, no humour.
No excitement.
Fucking boring, like yeah, you're okay.
Did you watch You Bet?
You Bet.
Have you ever seen You Bet? Back in the '80s, wasn't it? You Bet.
I remember name of it, but
yeah. So a contestant comes on and he got like a panel, then they got to say yes or no whether they've done, where they can achieve it. It was, first of all, it was a JCB and he had to do a wheelie along and set a fire to, I think it was like three fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to do that. And then say if you said yes and then the audience votes as well, so it's like 50-50 and then you get 50 points.
Yeah.
It was that. The second one was about cactus or cacti, whatever they want to call it. I think there was like 50 cactuses, and then they had this couple that come on, and they were going to tell you by licking it what cactus it was. Nice. And they were blindfolded, Rich.
Oh.
So, what's his name? Rob Beckett. Do you know him, Rob Beckett? Do you follow any of him? Rob and Romish.
Oh, yeah,
he's a comedian, but got massive teeth.
Yeah.
Funny as fuck he is. But he was the one that had to pick the. They had to do four. He pick them at random. He picked this one out, right? It was like that. And there were these bits off the side. And they were both had their faces in it, licking up and down. Kind of...
On a fucking cactus.
Yeah.
Oh,
honestly, I was like, fuck you. Now it's a bit much, can't it? Like, it's a bit, But yeah. So, have a look. I think it's on ITV. You Bet. Skip to the second one in the cactus thing. But I guess I'm all right.
There's a modern version of You Bet.
It's just Holly Willow movies, isn't it?
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so she's making her way back on telly.
Oh, she's not kept to her cancel culture then.
No, she's back. Whether Philip Schofield will be on Dancing on Ice,
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. He could be skating on thin ice anyway, isn't he?
Do you want me to die?
Yeah, but wasn't old Gino De Campo on with Philip Schofield in the morning?
Yeah, he's the one who said, wasn't it? If my grandmother had all heels, she'd have been a bay. That's what he said. But yeah, it's always like that, isn't it?
But they all turn on each other. Yeah. The one that was with Greg, the Canadian bloke, whatever his name
was.
Now he's turned around and said, oh yeah, he was a bit of a cunt. Like, really? Like, why didn't you say that like years ago if you didn't like working with him?
Yeah. And I think it's like, Gordon Ramsay must be fucking shitting himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The fucking, he's actually physically... he's grabbed him in that, doesn't he? He goes right in.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think because we expect that from Gordon Ramsay, it's kind of part of the programme, isn't it? And he's always done it, and he's called people fucking retards.
Idiot sandwich. Yeah, why don't you got two bits of bread?
I think he'll be all right because we know and love him like that. But because Greg's always been like the serious sort of.
I just think that he hasn't got like the like daytime telly.
No, and they've obviously tried to make an example of him now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like you can't say certain things on TV. Yeah, I think it's just when they want to get rid of someone.
Yeah. I was really upset. Like, I think it stands back to watch him out. I really do.
Yeah.
And say all the stuff in the music industry. We won't go down that route, but. Okay, so you've upset him, he's all powerful, and then but look, he might have done something really bad. And it hasn't been shared with the public
sure
yet.
I'm sure Rod Stewart's done worse. I bet he fucking has.
Yeah.
I bet he was a right bloody player in his time, wasn't he? Fucking it's just, you know, six of one, half a dozen the other at the end of the day, and it's just so sad that there's this cancel culture now where people can't say what they want to say. I mean, half the stuff I say isn't right.
No.
Like, I don't mind being wrong or right about stuff, but it's just, you know, it's just my opinion. And if you can't have your opinion, then what have you got? Well, nothing, have you?
Just a robot.
Yeah. Might as well just be AI, hadn't you? Fucking useless, that is. Anyway, have you got anything with AI?
I've only done like the AI pictures. I don't do anything else. But there's that one where you can have like your nan that's passed away, and then you can have like your child, and they do two pictures, and then they give each other a hug and stuff like that. And I think that's nice.
It is nice like that. Yeah. I mean, it would have been nicer if they'd actually be able to hug each other in real life.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It is nice. But the trouble is, it's all the fake, isn't it? Like, everything you see now is AI faked.
Yeah.
And you think, fucking hell, what's real now?
Yeah.
Like, because some of it looks so good.
Yeah, so it's normally, if you really look at the mouth, mouths are the only thing that give it away. And if like, the AI is just to keep doing, yeah. So if they're doing the same little head tilt every, it just keeps going like that. That's like repetitive.
Yeah.
But some of them are really good.
Yeah.
Some of them are really like, you look shocking. Especially that, who's that geezer does the money? Martin.
Martin Lewis.
Yeah. The ones that he's like, obviously they made adverts of him and put it on the line, and then you click a link and then you go to the website and then they get your details.
I think what we need to do when it comes to Martin Lewis is we need to start our own crypto country. Something like that, and then we need to AI Martin Lewis going on to TikTok saying,
yeah.
Make sure you buy these now, they're the next big thing.
Yeah, we'll call it RD Crypto. It's your RDZ.
RD Crypto, buy it now. Yeah, but that's the sort of thing that can happen.
Yeah,
like they've done it with the presidents and everything, haven't they? You're struggling to know whether they're actually saying that. Like the stuff they've done with Keir Starmer is fucking hilarious,
isn't it? I posted a few of them. I didn't make them, I'll see
them. But you don't know, you just don't know what's actually him and what's not.
Yeah.
It's that clever. Very clever stuff. It's quite worrying, though.
Yeah, we watched the film, me and Kyle watched the film a couple of weeks ago. Maybe last week, where... Oh, what was it called? She was an AI in the house. And then she done things and like made a video, AI video of him committing suicide in his car. And then the car was a Tesla. Oh, I can't remember what it was called, Bridge. Really good it was. And then like she posted that video out and then took over the Tesla and then drove him off a cliff. So it looked like he did commit suicide. But yeah, I can't remember what it was called, Bridge. Really good it was. Yeah, it's just scary.
Tesla wouldn't really do that though, would it?
I don't know.
No, they're too clever. Like, if you said drive off that cliff, it'd say, no, I can't drive off the cliff because there's no white lines. Because when I drove that Tesla,
yeah.
It was fucking amazing. I just hit a button and it just literally drove itself. And I was like, fuck off. And I let go of the steering wheel and it was driving itself. And you know that really sharp bend on the Selsey Road?
Yeah.
Went round there. I was shitting myself. I thought, it's not going to go around it. And it did. Slowed down, went round it. I was like, fucking hell. This is amazing. And the bloke that brought it down, he was like, I'll just sit there and text while I'm in the fucking traffic jams. The car just drives itself.
I don't know, like, I'd look the driving, but then I think it's like, if you had a long drive, you know what I mean? It'd be nice just to get in the back seat and have a kit while I do that. Lose an hour on the motorway, even on the way to Wales.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's more and more speed cameras, like the M27 now, it's just fucking speed cameras the whole way, isn't it? Like, there's all the average speed cameras.
What's that road from my house to your house? Is that the A27?
Yeah.
So every day they've got a camera out there, right? And there's no junctions on that. I don't even know if there's been any accidents on that bit of stretch.
No, they just sit on the bridges, don't they? Because they know that
and they get you, because there's a couple of swervy bits.
Yeah.
Luckily, my car can't go over 70.
It's a lovely road between Emsworth and Chichester.
Yeah.
When you know there's no coppers there and you can open it up, it's fucking lovely.
Yeah, I think my brother's done it.
Sweeping bends in that.
Yeah, I think my brother's done it in like 7 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. You know, I've reached some good 70 mile an hour on there.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, if they just sit on the bridge all the time, but it's the other bit that's the worst bit, the new smart bit, the motorway bit. It's all average speed cameras now the whole way, so you can't even like.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
Even like, overtaking it, you
and
can't put your foot there.
It's 50 now instead of 70, because it's all like. They've shut off a lane, and there's no one there working on it, but they shut off a lane, so now it has to be 50 miles an hour for about 20 miles. So I went to Southampton the other day, to Costco, and it was just so fucking tedious.
Yeah, I'm fresh out of football down that way.
That was awful.
Past Fareham. So they took the hard shoulder away at the end.
Yeah, it was a contraflow bit.
Yeah.
So they've got a contraflow, right? And it comes up onto the this side of the road. If you go into and it's going like taking up a lane, right?
Yeah.
And it's made up because of health and safety. Now they used to put cones on. Now there's fucking concrete barriers, right? And there's thousands of them for miles and miles and miles. I was thinking, how fucking long would it have taken them to put all these concrete barriers in?
Yeah.
And they're all bolted to the floor, right?
Oh, mate, yeah.
And each and every one. And it must have taken weeks and weeks to put this contraflow in, right? They could have fucking done the work that they were trying to do on the other side in that time. They could have fucking resurfaced the whole fucking lot in less time than it took to do the bloody contraflow. It's just madness the way they do things. They've just done that in Hunston as well. They've just changed the bus stop and they dug up the road and everything and like we're thinking, oh, something good's gonna happen here. Like they must be putting a button in or something. They've done nothing. They put a rail around the bus stop, changed the curbs, and put a different island in the middle, which is exactly the same as the island before. And like it must have cost a fortune, and it's caused so much disruption for nothing.
Yeah.
Like it's exactly the same as it was before. There's no difference. I don't know. It's just like, oh, we've got a bit of budget there, so let's waste it quickly.
At school, so my mum's caretaker. So. Whatever allocated they got for the year, when it came out to the last couple of months, then all of a sudden they was having like this big, like them canopies like this.
Yeah.
They had them built. It was like 40 grand. And I said, well, Mum, well, they've got to spend it, otherwise I won't get it in the next budget.
Exactly, same as when I was on the parish council. I kept saying, oh, why are you spending so much money? Well, if you don't spend it, we can't ask for more next year. I said, well, you don't need more next year if you're struggling to spend this lot.
Yeah.
I said, that's my bloody council tax you're wasting. They didn't like me. I don't like the truth, but it is everything. The NHS is like that, is like it is because of money wasted.
Yeah.
People don't do things properly. The lack of communication is just complete fuck up. Because
so we were seeing Luke Carr's at kidney stones for like 2 months. We've been in A&E all the time at A&E. They won't give the operations. There's a big waiting list. Was in there, and one of the consultants was chatting to someone high up, and then they had something about, oh, we need to change this, do that. And he went, is it going to be cost effective? And she said, well, no, it's going to cost about the same, but we're going to be able to give it better this, that, and the other. He said, well, if you get it cost effective, then get back to me. I think so. She's trying to improve, it's going to cost the same money, but it is improve our waiting time and. He was like, no, not interested, we're changing that, not too cost effective. No. Fucking hell.
The thing is, so everywhere there's so much waste, money wasted, and like, it's just a joke. But like, everyone that I know who works in the NHS says that there's stuff wasted all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing's efficient.
No.
They've got too many people doing the wrong things, not enough people doing the right things. Is that the other?
So all this waiting list is absolute bollocks. When he goes up and watches like Good Morning Britain or whatever, they come out and they tell you like, oh, you know, this is what the waiting times are now. Well, you go to hospital now, if you go in by ambulance, when you're sitting there, have you been to A&E lately and seen all the ambulances parked up outside? So when you get down there, you don't go into the hospital, you sit in the ambulance.
Oh, nice.
And that don't count as a waiting time.
Oh.
Until you actually checked in. When you go to A&E, unless your leg's hanging off, there's another part. So in our one in Portsmouth, you go to the little entrance foyer bit, not even the reception, the foyer is. There's all, like, everyone thinks I'm smoking, do you know what I mean? You're trying to say, look, can't breathe and that. And you go through that bit, and then he decides whether you need to go in there and sit down, or they send you out and goes down. It's like another unit where it's not so much A&E, you don't need to be seen. But they send you down there, right? And then you're waiting down there for like half hour, an hour to be seen, do some obs and that. And then they send you back up. And then you go in. So that 2 hour of being down there doesn't go on to. So on paper, oh yeah, look, she's only waiting in there an hour and a half.
Waiting
is
coming down.
Yeah. They're diverting it. You're either sitting in an ambulance or you're going to a different area.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
That's just bullshit. And I think she's built all that and done all that just to get the waiting times down. Like, waiting times, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You've been like, obviously, the kidney stones, Carlos.
I heard a brilliant one the other day. A lady fell over outside Iceland in Chile. really badly bleeding, like the old lady, 90 odd. And they phoned the ambulance, they said it's going to be an hour. So they say, oh, well, fuck this, she's going to die. Ran over to the medical centre opposite, said, what, we need someone to come and help. Oh no, we can't do that, she's got an appointment.
Honestly. Rich. You know, Park Pride, Dr. Anna Dan, his name was. He was in the waiting room, and this old boy come in, done his thing, and that's his name, walked in and fucking collapsed in front of all of us. Like, we jumped out and turned into his side. You're right, he was like going all shaking it, he was having a fit or a seizure. We said to the receptionist, like, oh, you grabbed the doctor. She went, oh no, we can't get involved in this. I found an ambulance. I was like, what, you can't do nothing? She's like, well, no, we're not permitted to.
No.
I was like, fucking hell, they just almost could die.
They do not give a fuck, do they? Literally. They don't give a fuck unless you've got an appointment.
Oh, well.
It's madness. No one wants to help anyone. It's like, whatever happened to God, help your fellow man and all that.
Well, it's just become hard, isn't it?
I mean, I don't help anyone, because I know that if I touch anyone, I'd be fucking had up for rape or something. So. Oh, he touched me. He's abused me 20 years ago. Fucking hell. It's mad though, isn't it? It makes you feel like you don't want to help anyone in case anything like that happens. So, because there's so much shit going around.
You'll get offended quick.
Yeah. You're gonna be like, oh, let me just help you up, love. You're, oh, you didn't touch my arms. Yes, but I'm helping you up. It's the only way a man with no arms can help you up, man.
I'll
stick my foot under your
arm. That's got a picture of you cock it. Come on.
Pull on that, love, I'll pull you up.
Explain that in court.
It's a bit of a stretch.
What kind of arms have all?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Oh,
dude. You're just biased, Judge. No, it is mad. There's a lot of things though that's just fucked up now. It's even worse than it was like 2 years ago, isn't it? So it's happening really fast. And with all this new Facebook stuff, you can't post on Facebook. I mean, the stuff I used to post on Facebook,
yeah,
I think I'd have been doing 20 years by now.
I'm really shocked. So I ain't got a Facebook, obviously it's my work, but I'm in a Facebook band. For 5 years, I've not had no problems yet, but then I don't post fuck all.
Yeah, that's why.
You can't even comment on people's stuff. Even comments get like.
Don't talk to me.
Really, really bad.
Fucking comments are terrible. Like, every time I comment something, I'll put three laughing faces on someone on TikTok and get a fucking violation. Yeah. Well, what the fuck?
What's about come back to front? I said stop being a cunt. That's about it, back to front. And that got flagged. They restored it. I appealed against it.
Yeah.
But no, I was sorry there. Tell him, stop being a cunt.
What's wrong with it? No, I do like Elon in that respect.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he might be a rich bastard, but he doesn't mind people having their freedom of speech, which is nice.
And he addresses the fake news. Like, if you go on next, you scroll through it and say, like, oh, this was a shopping centre, and there was this, that, and the other happened. And then underneath it, say, well, no, this was back in 2006, this video. You know what I mean? And you can trust it. You feel like, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
And he also, they've got a detector for AI stuff now, haven't they, as well, that detects that. Which is bloody clever, because I struggle to fucking see if it's fake or not.
Do you know what gets me? Like, my eyes have got a little bit worse. It's the GTA like game, when they filmed the Formula One racing. If you watch any of like, the footage on like Nintendo or Xbox or whatever it is, the graphics now, so you start watching it and say, look, an aeroplane's in a crash. You start watching it and you think, fucking hell. And all of a sudden, the aeroplane goes like,
yeah.
You think, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, no, it's a computer game.
No, they're very, very, very good now, aren't they? Yeah, it's amazing what some of the stuff they can do.
Well, charging you nearly 100 pound a game, they can do it, can't they?
Yeah.
100 quid. Can you remember that? Well, when I started with my ZX Spectrum, right, I think the game was just like you're bombing wars. For $1.99, little cassette.
Yeah.
You put it in and take 3 hours to load up.
Yeah, these kids don't even know. Bloody hell.
Yeah, all the lights used to flash. You look square, but it's loading.
Awful bloody noise.
All this thing flashing around. You're all like that.
Yeah, you can buy the retro ones now, but they don't make it.
Yeah,
when they're loading. That was you wait like 10 minutes for going to load, wouldn't you? I had a computer and you used to have to press control, put the disc in, press control and brake. And it used to like load on that. And it used to take fucking ages.
I used to do programming and all. When I bought a Commodore. From my first computer, was a Commodore 16.
16?
Commodore 16, it was black. And you had to have a book with it, you took all the code in, and then you had to look at a stick man walking along and things like that. Oh. I liked all that about this.
Yeah, no, it's a bit more sophisticated.
It's like, say, back then.
Yeah, the thing is,
2 weeks ago.
I used to have all the cheap hand-me-downs from my friends, so when I had stuff, it was already 10 years out of date.
Yeah, so we used to get, like my cousin Cal, we used to get his, but he got every year the new computer come out, his mum bought it, and my mum would buy his old one off him.
Mm.
And then me and my brother used to have that as a shared main present.
Yeah.
Which was cushy until we got to the Amigas. When the Amiga come out, Amiga 500, then it was like over £1,000, and then that would have been 500 quid
for
my mum.
So you
had
5 years for that.
Nah, I was just thinking that. That was it. Mum was like, I'm out. I ain't fucking dealing with that.
I think the first one I had was a master system, not the proper consoles. The little cassette things chucked in the top. But you'd often have to get them out and blow them because they wouldn't work properly. And you used to go have the old telly aerial in the fucking...
Yeah.
And then you tuned the channel on the telly into the thing, didn't you? Yeah, so we had so much harder then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking just trying to get a picture was...
You think you had like full channels? Oh, that's good. Yeah. There's full channels on telly.
Yeah, I don't think we had Channel 5 until I was about 18.
Yeah.
So you couldn't get it.
Growing up.
We had four channels.
Like when five came out, it was like a bit of blue, wasn't it? It was a bit like the subject matter was a bit more.
Yeah.
More like adult content.
It wasn't a bad channel 5. Yeah. I think it had been out quite a while by the time we got it.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of the programmes that was on it. Like, same as like Channel 4 and Channel 5, isn't it? They both got the Naked Attraction and rude stuff about it. Documentaries. I love Channel 5 documentaries. That and Mile 5. Got all the police ones. I watches all them. Funny as fuck, then people gets caught. There's a drunk, drunk driver. They filmed him. Then he managed to get away around the roundabout, and then he pulled out on the lay-by. It was in a van, and the cameras come down. The cop has opened the door, and he's sitting in this side. He goes, "Oh, he's run off!" Honestly, he's just run off. I thought, "Fucking brilliant, mate! Fucking brilliant." That's what I would have done.
Yeah,
I weren't driving, son.
Did they twig it or not?
Yeah, they twigged
it. Oh, fuck it! I was going to try that. Leave the door open.
You can say, "Am I supposed to drive?"
Yeah, fucking hell.
He'd be like, "No, I've seen you on TikTok." Mate.
Yeah, you've been on YouTube, mate. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, I don't really want to get. I still want to drive Clarkson's tractor.
Still got. Yeah, I'll message you, mate. They're doing season 4, is it, or 5 now?
Still got.
Did you watch Caleb's on Prime?
No, what's that called?
Caleb, he's on tour. So basically, he tells you about him, when he was younger, he was selling eggs. He gives you his story up to Clarkson Farm.
I watched that.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. That's good.
That's it. It's called Caleb, is it?
Yeah, Caleb on tour.
Caleb on tour. Does he actually tour? Because he's only got.
Yeah, yeah. So it's on a stage.
Oh, and, he's on the stage.
Yeah. So he tells a little story. Then he walks out of a door. Then it looks like he's getting in his tractor. So it comes out on the big screen. But yeah, it's good, and it's funny, because he is funny, isn't he? He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And it's also like tells you about the milk, about like dairy farms, they get like 32p a pint of milk, but it costs them 33. So every point they make,
they're losing money.
Yeah, so there's like government subsidies to produce that. Things like, yeah, it's interesting. I do look. They're gone today now, the tractors. They're gone. Is it the London? They're gone today. Good. Yeah.
Fucking need to.
I love Clarkson's Farm.
I hope they shit spread the whole place. They should do. It's disgusting how they treat farmers, really. And the thing is, they're trying to get rid of our farms, and bring all the stuff over from other countries.
Yeah, but then happens when there's, look at us now, you've got problems in that. That's more like gas electrics through the roof.
Yeah, it's stupid. I think it's just to basically put us under the thumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the more they can control us,
the price of food and that has all gone out like 50%, and people's wages have gone out like
2%. Yeah. And do you know, people on benefits, right, they've always had £10 Christmas bonus. So I remember when I first left school, I claimed something, I can't remember what it was, but I got a £10 Christmas bonus, right?
All right.
And it's still a £10 Christmas bonus now. Where's the fucking inflation? It's like 20-odd years later.
Yeah.
Like anyone on benefits.
Yeah, it should be looking around about 50 quid there.
But you get the letter, because one of my friends had a letter the other day and they said, you will be getting your £10 Christmas bonus. I was like, are they still doing the £10 Christmas bonus? It's still £10. It should be at least 100 quid by now. Because you wouldn't buy fuck all for 10 quid. You could buy quite a lot back then for 10 quid.
Yeah.
But now,
I tell you, like, when I was with kids, like Mars bars and all that sort of stuff, like 7p when I was a kid. 10p mix up, it's like they put £1, £5 for them big, like, freeze dry sweets.
They're expensive, aren't
they? Yeah, obviously, you get a 10p mix up that size when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're
really, a father.
Really expensive, those bloody freeze dried things. The kids have had them. And I've tried them and they're actually quite nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Werther's original type ones are fucking lovely. They're like a bit like a honeycomb, but nicer, aren't they?
Yeah, because I was sort of trying to do it, because I thought they just chucked them in the freezer, and it's not, is it? Yeah, you got to have a special thing's about like £2,000.
Yeah, I think it sucks all the moisture out and freezes at the same time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's freeze and dried.
Exactly.
That's why it's called freeze dried.
How they comes out of it, Rich.
I don't know how they come up with the name of it, really. You think they'd come up with something a bit more fancy, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's 46 minutes, Rich.
Fucking hell, 46 minutes?
Yeah, we've got a little chat, haven't we?
Probably get about 5 minutes of good stuff out
of it. Heavy stuff that's getting us cancelled.
I don't think I've said anything controversial today.
No, First one back, Rich, isn't it? You've got to be a little bit...
Ease yourself in.
Yeah, ease it in.
Ease it in.
And then we can elbow a few fucking...
There's not much to edit out today.
So, Greg Wallace is a fucking lad.
Yeah,
I think that's the one that's the one.
That's going to wind the women up, isn't it? Yeah. The women are going to hate that. And most majority of my followers are women. probably quite left-wing women, so I've upset, like... 99% of my followers.
Yeah. I just think, at the time, they should have said, why don't you fuck off? Yeah. I mean, Greg would have gone, like, yep, sorry, love, didn't mean to upset you. Don't call me love.
Yeah.
Sorry, that princess.
Yeah. they should have nipped in the bud. Carry on. He's got too cocky.
I think he said he's worked with 4,000 people and 13 people have complained.
13, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Terrible, isn't it? But the thing is, it's like always happens is one person complains and then the others will jump on the bandwagon and they always get a few quid here.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Yeah. So there'll probably be 30 by next week.
Yeah.
Well, he only has to mention buns, doesn't he? Oh, he said the word buns in front of me. Oh, fucking hell. Uh-huh.
He said something about a tart, didn't he? He said, I'd eat that tart, or something like that. He said, that's one of the things. So. But I think like, the man he was speaking to was a comedian, and I think it's like, maybe he was just having a... Like, you're making TV.
These modern comedians, these lefty comedians, honestly, I don't understand why people even go there, because they're not even jokes.
Nah.
It's just like telling you something, and then you wait for the punchline.
Yeah,
nothing
happens.
It's like, really? I don't get that at all.
It's not comedy.
It's not comedy at all.
It's a lecture.
Jim Davidson, he's comedy.
Yeah.
He's comedy gold. And he's a bit of a sexist as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
How many wives has he had now?
Seven or eight. He gets through, Rich.
I fucking love him. And he still talks about women the same as he always does. He can't talk about anyone else like he used to. Like, he can't do the old fucking zebra crossing joke anymore, can he? Like, now you see me, now you don't. You can't do that one anymore, can you? But, you know, it's just the way...
Right, so So we'll end on that. That's what's going to get us
cancelled. Well, now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me,
now you don't.